You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hi, I'm Brennan Lee, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. I'm a singer-songwriter, musician, person from Austin, Texas, and this hour I'm playing nothing but what I want to play. They've handed it over to me, and nobody can tell me what to do. I'm just going to play some of my favorite music. I had a hard time picking songs because I've got a certain time slot to fill, but this is some stuff that I really love and that touched me when I first heard it. So today it's my KUTX. This first song is The Carter Family from 1927. It's called Engine 143. That was the Carter Family, Engine 143 from 1927. That's just haunting and beautiful. I love it so much. That's supposedly the song that made AP fall in love with Sarah. So it's a pretty legendary, gory, beautiful, everything. My name's Brennan Lee. I've taken over the control room at KUTX today, and they're letting me play whatever I want to play. It was really hard to pick songs. So, the next one I'm going to play for you is a song by the Singin' Brakemen, Mr. Jimmy Rogers. This one just gives me the creeps in the best kind of way. Gambling Barroom Blues.
Oh, hey, the gambling sang Barroom Blue. I went down to the corner just to meet my gal. I found her standing on the sidewalk talking to my pal. I strolled back to the barroom to get another drink of gin. But the first thing I knew, I was reeling, rocking and drunk again. I kept drinking gin and liquor till way up in the night, with my pal walked into the barroom. We had an awful fight. I reached down for my razor, and then we knocked around. But when I pulled my pistol, I quickly smoked him down. Hey, hey, oh, oh. I went down to see my baby and met her on the way. I told her I'd have to leave her. I told her I could not stay. I started down to the station and stopped in at the bar. There I met a policeman riding in a motor car. We both drank lots of liquor, that flat-footed cop and I thought he would never leave me. Lord, I thought I'd die. My baby came in to join us, and then it began to rain. Then I had to hurry, hurry to catch that midnight train. I laid my head in the barroom door. I'll never get drunk anymore. I've pawned my watch and my golden chain. I've pawned my baby's diamond ring. Police, 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 you're just as drunk as me. I'll grab that old eight-wheeler and make for the deep blue sea.
That was the singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers. What amazing sounds. Just ghostly. It sounds like a ghost is singing. And hey, a song that told a story. What a novel idea. A song that actually tells a story. Jimmy Rogers, from 1932. My name is Brennan Lee, and I live here in Austin, Texas. I'm a musician, and they've allowed me to invade their space today, play a few songs that I really love and that have influenced me. This next song is the father of country music, he's so called. Somebody that really opens up his mouth when he sings, I'll say that. Just a wonderful performer. A lot of wonderful being thrown around today. Roy Acuff from 1947. Freight Train Blues.
I was born in Dixie in a boomer's shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. My daddy was a farmer and my mama dear. She was the only daughter of an engineer. Sweetie loved a brakeman, now it ain't no joke. But it's a shame the way she kept that good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. Every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues.
That was Roy Acuff. You know, I once had my picture taken with a statue of Roy Acuff. It was a highlight of my career. Freight Train Blues. Play you one now by one of the best voices in country music. Somebody could just, I don't think anybody could deliver a song like this guy. From Corsicana, Texas. Beautiful. Lefty Frizzell, 1954. This one's called Run 'Em Off.
Now when the big bad wolf got in Grandma's house, and Little Red Riding Hood was scared as a mouse, and just like her, I'm scared through and through, that some two-legged wolf would run away with you. So run 'em off. No use to talk all day. Run 'em off. They're trying to get you to play. Run 'em off. Make 'em let us be. If you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now there's an Iceman milkman and folks out of town. They don't come to visit, they just hang around. They act just as friendly as can be, but I don't think they care a thing about me. So run 'em off. Don't talk too long, run 'em off, so we can be alone. Run 'em off, and make 'em let us be. If you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me. Whistle and how at you when they get too close. Then I want to say shoo, cause it looks like they want to take a bite of you. So run them off. Don't talk too much. Run them off. You're gonna get in Dutch. Run them off and make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now once I ended this song, but I'll write some more, cause there's a half a dozen wolves coming up to my door. I can tell by looking, cause it's plain to see that they're not here to make eyes at me. Run 'em off. Don't want 'em hanging around. Run 'em off. You'll be the talk of the town. Run 'em off. And make 'em let us be. If you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me.
Oh, Lefty, man. If that song doesn't make you want to drive your car into a ditch, roll around in some fire ants, and eat an entire bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, I'm a vegan and I want to do that. If you don't think country music is sexy after listening to that, you're probably deceased. Okay, so I'm gonna play you a song by Roger Miller, and this song reminds me of being in Scandinavia, even though it's not about Scandinavia. It just reminds me of Norway. So this one goes out to my Norwegian friends and family from 1961, Fair Swiss Maiden.
One time, a long time ago, on a mountain in Switzerland, yo la 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 la, there lived a fair maiden, lovely but lonely. Oh, day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo la 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 la, lady, 'cause no love came her way. One day her papa said, someday we'll go down to the village in the valley. There you'll meet a nice young man, he'll ask for your hand, and then you'll be happy. Switzerland, yo-la-la-la-lo, every day a little bit lonelier, which way to turn, which way to go. Day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo-la-la-la-lo, lady, but no love came her way. Some say the maiden's dream never came true, never got to go to the valley. If she did or not, I really don't know. Oh, oh, oh. Did she die unhappy? Well, now I'd rather think she found her love. Now, wouldn't you rather think she didn't find love somewhere, somewhere? Yodelady, yodelady.
That's Roger Miller, Fair Swiss Maiden. Doesn't that sound magical? My name's Brennan Lee. I'm so glad to be here today at KUTX. This tune is off of a record from 1962 by Ray Charles. It's called Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. And I'd say Ray Charles could probably do anything he wanted to. But he makes a fine addition to country music. This lovely album. Here's a tune off of that record called Half as Much.
Well, if you'd love me half as much as I love you, you couldn't worry me half as much as you do. Oh, you're so nice to me when there's no one else around. But you only build me up to tear me down. Oh, but if you miss me half as much as I miss you, well, you couldn't stay away half as much as you do. Oh, I know that I could never be this blue. Well, if you only love me half as much as I love, thank you.
The fantastic Ray Charles, Half As Much, is from his country album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. I love it when people just go outside the box and do whatever they want to. He just does such a fine job. This next tune's off of one of my favorite albums of all time. Really inspired me to just kind of go outside the box myself and write songs that were maybe about things that were a little bit hard to write about. This is a Johnny Cash album. Album's called Bitter Tears, and it's an album that focuses on the struggles encountered by Native Americans. Really a great record. I had a hard time picking a song off of this one. This song was written by Peter LaFarge, and it's a tune about George Armstrong Custer.
Now I will tell you, Buster, that I ain't a fan of Custer's, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. To some he was a hero, but to me his score was zero, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now Custer done his fighting without too much excitement, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. General Custer come in pumping when the men were out a hunting, but the general, he don't ride well anymore. With victories he was swimming, he killed children, dogs, and women, but the general, he don't ride well anymore. Crazy Horse sent out the call to Sitting Bull and Gall, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now Custer split his men, well, he won't do that again, 'cause the general, he don't ride well anymore. 12,000 warriors waited, they were unanticipated, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. It's not called an Indian victory, but a bloody massacre, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. There might have been more enthusing if us Indians had been losing, but the general, he don't ride well anymore. General George A. Custer, oh, his yeller hair had luster, but the general, he don't ride well anymore. For now the general's silent, he got barbered violent, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Oh, the general, he don't ride well anymore.
That's Johnny Cash, Custer. What a man he was, Johnny Cash, that is. Not afraid to say anything, not afraid to speak up for people. I just love that recording, and I love that whole record, the Bitter Tears record. This next song I'd like to play is a song, the song was written by Lola Jean Dillon, but it's a recording here by Melba Montgomery, who was most famous, I would say, for her duets with George Jones. So this is Melba by herself, doing a tune from 1967 from the record Melba Toast, You Put Me Here.
I'm sitting in a bar room at a table. You put me here.
You put me here.
You put me here. I'm girl gets awful weak when she's been walked on. You put me here,
you put me here.
I love you so, and what it's brought home. You put me here,
you put me here.
This world I've been, my love cheers me a bit, but don't misunderstand me, I'll never forget. You lied and I miss loving like what I hoped.
You put me here,
you put me here.
That was Melba Montgomery. Wonderful country music songwriter and singer. Just love Melba. This is Brennan Lee, hanging out at KUTX. They just let me loose in here like a wild animal. And I'm playing some music that I really love today. Thank you for listening. Another tune from 1968. I was doing the research on this stuff and realized that a lot of the music I really, really love happens to be from the late 60s, 1967 and 1969. What could that mean? I wasn't even born yet. But here's Dolly Parton, one of her early albums, a little tune. We've got Anita Carter singing background vocals and Lloyd Green playing steel. Some of your favorite people on this recording, among some others. Curly Putman Jr. wrote this tune. It's called A Little Bit Slow to Catch On.
I'm a little bit slow to catch on. When I do, I'm caught on. A little bit slow to move on, but your baby's moving on. Your baby's moving on. Well, I couldn't see the light for the brightness of the sweet little smile you gave me. I couldn't see how you were cheating on me, but finally I'm a-catching on, finally I'm a-catching on. I'm a little bit slow to catch on, when I do I'm caught on. A little bit slow to move on, but your baby's moving on, your baby's moving on. See the hurt for the happy, and at first that's the way you made me. It took me a while to get your style, but finally I'm a-catching on, finally I'm a-catching on. I'm a little bit slow to catch on, when I do I'm caught on. A little bit slow to move on, but your baby's moving on, your baby's moving on. You say you can't see the light for the darkness that surrounds you since I'm gone. You can't eat or sleep cause you're lonely. Well, finally you're catching on, finally you're catching on. I'm a little bit slow to catch on. When I do, I'm caught on. A little bit slow to move on, but your baby's moving on, your baby's moving on. A little bit slow to catch on. When I do, I'm caught on. A little bit slow to move on, but your baby is moving on. Your baby is moving on.
That's Dolly Parton. I just love her. A little bit slow to catch on. 1968. I love country music, don't you? Country music is so cool. This is Brennan Lee on KUTX. Playing some music that I love today. And I'm doing it in chronological order. For those of you that noticed, you get a gold star today. This is a song that was written by Jimmy Davis, who used to be the governor of Louisiana, I think twice. It was written in the 1930s, and I think it sounds Victorian. It sounds like a parlor song to me. But the arrangement here is just stellar. The singing is wonderful. The recording quality is wonderful. And the sentiment is wonderful. From 1968, here's the Leuven Brothers, Nobody's Darling But Mine.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine.
Nobody's darling but mine, love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. You're as sweet as the flowers of springtime. You're as pure as the dew from the rose. I'd rather be somebody's darling than a poor boy that nobody
My mother is dead and in heaven. My daddy has gone there, I know. Sister has gone to be with them. And where I'll go, nobody knows.
Goodbye, goodbye, little darling. I'm leaving this cold world behind.
That was the Leuven Brothers, Charlie and Ira Leuven from Alabama. Charlie Leuven was a friend of mine. We played some music together. I played mandolin in his band a couple of times, and when I would come to Nashville, he'd call me on the phone probably at about 8 o'clock in the morning and say, "Hey, Brennan, it's Leuven. What time are you playing tonight, honey?" And he'd come down and sing with me. That was really special. He's one of my heroes. Here's a guy that whose music I admire and appreciate, Mr. Bill Monroe. This song was actually written by Virginia May Stouffer, or Stouffer. She traveled with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Bill Monroe had a nickname for her. He called her the Little Old Lady from Michigan. Imagine that, a lady from Michigan writing bluegrass songs for Bill Monroe. You know what? I'm from the Midwest, and I totally think that's just wonderful. 1969, here's a song called With Body and Soul.
But
was Bill Monroe. That's Mr. Monroe to you. Oh, so that is some singing. I mean, people talk about Bill Monroe's mandolin playing, which, you know, is incomparable, but that's some singing, you know? I spent a lot of years just trying to imitate Bill Monroe, just trying to sing like him. He only sings a little bit lower than me. That song was written by Virginia Stauffer, who's a Midwestern lady who traveled around and, I don't know, she must have played with the Bluegrass Boys some and wrote some bluegrass material. I can appreciate that. I'm from the Midwest. I grew up in Minnesota. I was born in North Dakota, and I remember driving around in my car as a teenager and listening to Bill Monroe on a tape that was all had been left in the sun too long. It almost kind of added to it a little bit. But I just, that's just magical. What a sad, beautiful, beautiful, just haunting song. And so, such a beautiful love song. My name's Brennan Lee. I'm a singer and a songwriter and a musician here in Austin, Texas, and I'm really glad to be here. It's a home of wonderful Mexican food and wonderful country music and all kinds of other kinds of good music. That's what drew me here when I was just a young thing. Next tune I'd like to play is from 1969. I read that this one was kind of a little controversial, and people said it was kind of made the protagonist in the song sound a little bit like he didn't care about his family, and like he was showing up at his dad's house just for a second and then getting back on the road. It's about a traveling musician. But this one, as a musician, this song really, really gets to me. I tried to find something more obscure by Tom T. Hall. There's a lot of great songs by Tom T. Hall. But I thought, you know, this is the one that touched me the most of all of his material, because I can relate to it so much. When you're a touring musician, you miss so much. You miss a lot of things. You miss family things, and you don't really get to be a part of a community on a daily basis the same way that a lot of people do. So this is a Tom T. Hall song, The Homecoming.
I guess I should have written that to let you know that I was coming home. I've been gone so many years, I didn't realize you had a phone. I saw your cattle coming in, boy, they're looking mighty fat and slick. I saw Fred at the service station, told me that his wife was awful sick. You heard my record on the radio, oh well, it's just another song. But I've got a hit recorded, and it'll be out on the market for too long. I got this ring in Mexico, and no, didn't cost me quite a bunch. When you're in the business that I'm in, the people call it putting up front. I know I've lost a little weight, and I guess I am looking kind of pale. If you didn't know me better, Dad, you'd think that I'd just gotten out of jail. No, we don't ever call them beer joints. Nightclubs are the places where I work. You meet a lot of people there, but no, there ain't no chance of getting hurt. I'm sorry that I couldn't be here with you all when Mama passed away. I was on the road, and when they came and told me, it was just too late. I drove by the grave to see her, boy, that really is a pretty stone. I'm glad that Fred and Jan are here, it's better than you being here alone. Well, I knew you was gonna ask me who the lady is that's sleeping in the car. That's just a girl who works for me, and man, she plays a pretty mean guitar. We worked in
San Antonio last night. She didn't even have the time to dress. She drove me down from Nashville, and to tell the truth, I guess she needs the rest. Well, Dad, I gotta go. We gotta dance to work in Cartersville tonight. Let me take your number down, I'll call you, and I promise you I'll write. Now you be good, don't be chasing all those pretty women that you know. And by the way, if you see Barbara Walker, tell her that I said hello.
That's the wonderful Tom T. Hall from 1969, The Homecoming. Boy, does that one just grab me. Oh, he missed his mother's funeral. He's getting kind of pale. He's putting up a front. That's just a very vivid depiction of what it's like to be a touring musician, trying to write the folks back home, let them know everything's okay, even when you're not sure. So that's really cool. Tom T. Hall. I had a hard time picking a Tom T. song. Everything he's written is just head and shoulders above. This is Brennan Lee. I've taken over the control room here at KUTX, and I am so excited to do this. I'm probably a little too excited. They let me loose in here. I'd like to play a song by one of my favorite singers and songwriters. This song was Merle Haggard was on Capitol Records at the time, and Merle wrote the song prior to 1972, but Capitol was afraid that this song would hurt Merle's image at the time, because you'll know maybe why when I play it. And this tune is called Irma Jackson.
I'd love to shout my feelings from a mountain high and tell the world I love her, and I will till I die. There's no way the world will understand that love is colorblind. That's why Irma Jackson can't be mine. I remember when no one cared about us being friends. We were only children, and it really didn't matter then. But we grew up too quickly in a world that draws a line where they say Irma Jackson can't be mine. If my loving Irma Jackson is a sin, then I don't understand this crazy world we're living in. There's a mighty wall between us standing high, but I'll love Irma Jackson till I die. She tells me she's decided that she'll go away, and I guess it's right that she alone should have the final say. But in spite of her decision forcing us to say goodbye, I'll still love Irma Jackson till I die. If my loving Irma Jackson is a sin, then I don't understand this crazy world we're living in. It's a mighty wall between us standing high, but I'll love Irma Jackson till I die.
Irma Jackson, song by Mr. Merle Haggard. What a brave and beautiful song that is. 1972. Can you imagine a country music singer popular in the South singing a song like that in 1972? You got to hand it to him. That's so cool. I just love Merle Haggard. I love country music, don't you? Here's a song by somebody that just fundamentally changed the way I think about writing songs and playing music. A guy that just doesn't take himself too seriously. Didn't take himself too seriously. Mr. John Hartford. This guy was so talented, he would clog while playing the fiddle, while playing the banjo. He wrote Gentle on My Mind for Glen Campbell. He used to be the banjo player on the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour. Quality programming, you don't see much of anything like that today. This is John Hartford, the Julia Bell Swain.
This is a song about the Julia Bell Swain. Oh, the Julia Bell Swain is a mighty fine boat. Got a mighty fine captain, too. Got a big red wheel that goes around and around, and a bunch of old hippies for a crew. Well, I can't stay here, well, I gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes to Peoria, you know that summer's here. And up on the Illinois River, that's the very best time of the year. Those steamboat days in August, like a hazy, lazy dream. I want to be at the foot of Main Street when the Julia Bell raises steam. When the Julia Bell raises steam. Well, Dennison, Moon, and Bob Burnett, and Doc, and Lori, too. All one big steamboat family, the Julia Bell steamboat crew. Me, I tell you, we gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes down. The Julia Bell Swain is a women's lib boat, the first I ever knew. We got girls in the pilot house and girls on deck and lady in the engine room. Now Donna, she's got her license, and Cindy's learning to steer. And little Julie keeps Moon out of trouble by wandering off everywhere, by wandering off everywhere. When the Julia Bell gets in a steamboat race, she's a mighty hard boat to beat. She raced the Belle of Louisville and she beat the Delta Queen. She don't need no help to get her turned around, she'll come right around on a dime. And after the race, she heads up the river, cause the Julia Bell still got time. Cause the Julia Bell still got time. Well, I sure do love the Tennessee River, the Ohio, and the Illinois. And I love the old Mississippi River. It's a good old place for a boy. Just to step on board a steamboat, ride all the way to the sea. Where else but a muddy old river would a person want to be? Would a person want to be? Well, I come up the river the other night, darker than the inside of a cow. Ain't nothing like a crooked old river, straighten my head right out. Now I love my love, she's pretty as can be, and love to take her down. Cause pretty ladies really like to ride when the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes down. Thank you.
That's John Hartford, the Julia Bell Swain. Sure like that one. Just makes you feel like lying around on the river. And I like that it's a women's lib boat. It's kind of cool. I've had such a good time with you today. My name's Brennan Lee here at KUTX. I'd like to thank the folks here at KUTX for just letting me do whatever I want to do today. You start feeling a little repressed after a while, driving around in your car playing shows, and this has been mighty liberating in and of itself. So I've sure enjoyed, and I hope you have too. If you want to hear more about me, you can go to my website, brennanlee.net. That's BrennenLeigh.net. I'm also playing at the White Horse on August 1st here in Austin, East Austin, the wonderful White Horse. I'm playing at ABGB on July 27th. If you can't wait long enough, play some of my own songs I've written myself. I was inspired by a lot of this stuff that you've heard today. And I'd like to take you out with a song by Lucinda Williams. This song is from 1980. It's from my favorite Lucinda record. It's actually not one that gets talked about a whole lot, but my favorite Lucinda Williams record, Happy Woman Blues. It's just got such a wonderful vibe and makes you want to get in your car and drive around the world about three times without stopping. Rolling along.
Well, I'm rolling along the highway, living the life I'm used to. I thought about you all the way from Little Rock to Houston. And now I can't seem to get you off my mind, but you're tied to somebody else. I think about you all the time and I just can't help myself. Sometimes I don't know right from wrong, I find it easy to fall. It's hard when I've been up all night long, that's when I want you most of all. Oh, well, I love to see your smiling face, if I could just take one more look. But you left me only one last trace on the pages of your book. But words can't hold me every night, and words can kiss me in the morning. Look out, honey, I got love in my heart, and it's growing and it's burning. Sometimes I don't know right from wrong, I find it easy to fall. It's hard when I've been up all night long, that's when I want you most of highway, living the life I'm used to. I thought about you all the way from Little Rock to Houston, and now I can't seem to get you off my mind, but you're tied to somebody else. I think about you all the time and I just can't help myself. Sometimes I don't know right from wrong, I find it easy to fall. It's hard when I've been up all night long, that's when I want you.